It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo spoke with KUT's Kate McGee just a little bit earlier this morning. Chief Acevedo says he learned of the shootings in Dallas when he was attending a demonstration in East Austin last night. Acevedo says Austin police will be vigilant.
They have to be on guard, but I don't want to be hyper-vigilant, over-vigilant, because that's not healthy either. We've actually moved our organization to 100% staffing, 100% staffing on patrol posture, effective yesterday after we learned of these attacks, and we're going to stay on that posture as we continue to monitor and evaluate the threat here in Austin.
Apologies for the audio quality there. We were talking with Chief Acevedo while he was in transit. Acevedo says the Austin Police Department will remain at high staffing levels for the rest of the summer.
Like the rest of the country has seen an increase in violent crime so far this year. July and August are the most violent months in the city of Austin, like as they are in most of the country, for a lot of reasons. And so we're going to have an increased police presence for the rest of the summer to keep our community safe and to make sure our officers are safe and have the resources they need to respond disrupt these acts of violence across our community.
Chief Acevedo was attending a demonstration in East Austin last night when he heard the news about the shootings in Dallas.
Yeah, I was at Givens Park last night when I got word, listening to our community exercise their First Amendment rights and their feelings as to some of the, questionable shootings that have occurred recently, that a lot of questions that need to be answered. But, Austin's a city where historically our activists work with the police and are continuing to work with the police to have better outcomes for the community and to have a strong relationship between the police department and the community we serve even stronger. And so we're going to continue to do what we do best, which is keeping Austin the safest big city in the country.
Acevedo says the Austin Police Department will help Dallas police in whatever ways they need.
I've offered the police chief in Dallas any assistance he needs from us, whether it's victim counselors, whatever they need, whether it's investigators, detectives, officers to come and help them when they have to bury five of their colleagues and when they get a chance to pause and mourn. But, what Dallas is showing is what we all know, that police officers, the very, very vast majority are dedicated professionals that when the going gets tough, they don't get to just shut shop. They don't get to just close for the day. They don't get to close for the week. They're still out there doing what American police officers and this generation of police officers do, which is keeping the people of the United States some of the safest that we can. And we've had some great outcomes in the last decade, which is I think it's a testament to the dedication of professionals and the American cops.
Four Dallas police and one Dallas area rapid transit officer were killed last night in what police are calling a coordinated attack as a demonstration was wrapping up downtown. Seven officers were injured along with two civilians. One suspect was killed when police detonated a bomb delivered by a robot. We asked Chief Acevedo if APD has a similar explosive device to what the Dallas Police Department used to kill that suspect. Acevedo says he doesn't know how they ended the incident. He is not sure what they used, but he did say he cannot imagine Dallas would have something that most other big city police departments would not have. This is KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten.